Hey everyone, thank you for joining me. I'm Solomon Briss and this is A Mirror Without Reflection for Kotlin Multiplatform. So, without further ado, let's go into the subject and define what is reflection. Reflection is a feature that allows an executing Java program to examine or introspect upon itself and manipulate internal properties of the program. For example, it's possible for a Java class to obtain the name of all of its members. This definition is extracted from the Java documentation, and it explains that reflection basically allows a program to introspect upon itself and look at its own method and properties. For example, in this code, I simply print every field and method that a class is declaring as accessible. And so this is possible thanks to these class objects that the Java programming, the Java runtime gives me, and it allows me to access all fields, methods, properties, and everything that defines this class. Now, that's not the only thing Java Reflection can do. Java Reflection can also provide proxies. So, for example, here I create a simple println proxy. So, here I create a proxy by saying, okay, here's a class. Here's its class loader. Here's a class. It's not really a class, it's an interface. So, here's an interface. And what I'm asking the runtime to do is to give me an object that implements this interface and delegates every call to this lambda. So basically, I'm creating an implementation of an interface at runtime. And this is how you can use it. As you can see, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is call this create proxy method, and then you'll have an interface, an implementation of the interface created at runtime. So this talk is going to be about a lot of definitions, because we are going to have multiple pieces of the puzzle. So the first piece of the puzzle was, of course, reflection. Let's go into Kotlin multiplatform. Maybe let's not go into Kotlin multiplatform, because you've just seen an entire presentation about what is Kotlin multiplatform and how it works. So I'm not going to go into details about what is Kotlin multiplatform and how it works, but I'm simply going to say that Kotlin multiplatform is a way to compile Kotlin code for different targets, namely JVM and Android on one side, JavaScript on another side, and finally Kotlin Native on the last side. Kotlin Native encompasses iOS and also other less interesting targets. Let's face it, Kotlin Native exists for the sole purpose of iOS. So while Kotlin JVM supports reflection, Kotlin JS and Kotlin Native do not. What is important to understand in this sentence is that reflection is not a feature of Kotlin JVM, it's a feature of the JVM that Kotlin uses and builds upon with its own reflection library. But basically, it's a feature of the JVM. It's not a feature of the Kotlin language. And as such, it is not provided in Kotlin JS and in Kotlin Native. So Kotlin Multiplatform, being the center of Kotlin JVM, Kotlin JS, and Kotlin Native, hence do not support reflection. So we need to get together and find another way of doing what we usually do with reflection. Maybe if we go back to the definition